Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. We are freshly back from our holiday trip to see our girls and some very old friends in beautiful Sonoma County, California. 2.5 weeks, comprising a lot of miles, smiles, and food. I want to share a few images with you. I'm sure that in the coming weeks I will go into more detail, but for now, I'll give you the quick view. This year was special. We combined our biannual gathering of four dear friends with a holiday visit to our girls in Sebastopol and topped it off with Ella's graduation from Berkeley. The first two features are regular, beloved occurrences that have been ongoing for many years, but the Berkeley graduation was unique. What a thrill to sit with 5,000 of our closest friends cheering a bunch of youngsters, the best, the brightest, prettiest, and tallest of them all. Was our Ella. Watch out, world. Here she comes. One of the ironies of this trip, and also of the 21st century, was that we spent many delightful hours with our former Machatunim. Oh, that's Yiddish for in-laws. They live outside Chicago. A four-hour trip from us, but we all traveled 2,000 miles to hug and break bread together in California. What a treat. This trip was an exercise in planes, trains, and automobiles. It involved numerous car rides from friends, taxis, Uber, and even the self-driven kind. We flew from Minneapolis to San Francisco and back again. We rode on the Borealis, the Empire Builder, and we rode on the Napa Valley Wine Train. I tell you what, friends, you haven't ridden until you've taken a ride on the Napa Valley Wine Train. It is the most complete model of a tourist-inspired enterprise that I have ever encountered. We walked into a gracious old train depot decked out for the holidays, complete with selfie stations, buffet tables and minibars, gift shops selling everything from corsages to earplugs. Oh, yeah, they sell wine, too. The train itself is a beautiful thing, vintage carriages dating back 100 years, deluxe dining car serving a four-course lunch. The food was actually quite good. Staffed by well-trained, attentive, truly interesting people. The passengers were as diverse as California itself. There were newly engaged couples. There were veterans of 50 wedding anniversaries. Some were dressed to the nines. I swear that several of our passengers were planted by the train company. That's how good they looked. 15 miles riding north and 15 miles back south, passing by all the famous Napa Valley wineries you've heard tell of. Sonoma County was not on fire while we were there. As you know, wildfires are an annual continuing concern in Sonoma County. Some of our travels took us through communities that were wiped off the map just a few years ago. Blackened hillsides and skeletal trees bear witness, woven among newly built homes and businesses, a testament to human resilience and foolishness. The reason that Sonoma County was not on fire was because it was in the middle of constant, often heavy rains. It rained every day of the 2 weeks we were there, except for the day we left. Every time I began to feel sorry for us, I would remind myself that gushing gutters sure beats wildfires, beats them all to hell and back. Sonoma was green and cool. Evacuation routes had been committed to memory. Mary is a canonized saint in the Church of Holy Martyrs to Recycling. It is not unusual for Mary to take recyclables home with us from a trip. As you know, local communities vary tremendously on what, how, and when they recycle. Mary makes sure by packing it out with us. Our lovely B&B, message me for details, provided a Keurig coffee machine. Now, the Keurig uses coffee-filled plastic pods, one pod per cup of coffee. Local recycling rules were unclear, so my darling bagged them, packed them, and flew them home. Upon unpacking her bag, she discovered that one of the pods had burst. There were dried coffee grounds mixed liberally among her clothes. On the one hand, it was a mess. On the other, you could do worse than coffee scent your jammies. Oh, I have so much more to tell you, but I'm out of time. We are back. The church bells are ringing, and I'm headed for a nap.